I am Ken Geese, pastor of Valley Alliance Church in Nelliston, New York, your Mars Hill pastor for the day. Yesterday, you missed out on helping me weed my newly sprouted carrots. It is a tedious job, but filled with hope for a harvest in late summer. There are several things that need to happen at the same time. First, the carrots need to germinate and sprout. Second, they must be big enough to see and handle. Third, the soil must be moist, but not so wet that the weeds, which inevitably grow, can be pulled out with a minimum of damage to the fragile sprouts. Finally, I have to have time at the right time to accomplish the task. Everything came together yesterday, and I was able to hand-weed the wee things. I was thinking about pulling the weeds and trying not to damage the carrots. In Matthew chapter 13, verses 24 to 30, is the parable of the weeds, or more commonly known, the parable of the wheat and the tares. In verse 26, Jesus tells about the good and the bad crops growing together. And in verse 29, he talks about the farmer telling his workers not to pull up the weeds until both were ripe, so that the roots of the good crop would not be disturbed. In my case, the carrots would not survive against the weeds. However, some of the carrots were unavoidably damaged, saving most of the crop. It got me thinking about how God deals with us as we journey from sinner to saint, from unholy to holy, from impure to pure. If you are like me, there are aspects of my life, my character actually, that I want changed, because I know they grieve God's heart. Honestly, some of my character faults grieve me. I wish I was a better person, nicer, more compassionate, more loving, and mostly more holy. But God, in His infinite wisdom and patience, knows just when to deal with those parts of my life. Like weeding the carrots, when several factors must be present at the same time for a successful job. For me, it is a part of the walk of faith. In faith, I expect God to change me. I want it done sooner than later, but also recognize that He is all-knowing, wise beyond all I can know, and loving deeper than I can imagine. And as it says in Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, Jesus will be faithful to complete what He has started in you. So hang in there, and let God continue to make you what He wanted you to be since before time began. I am Ken Geese, pastor of Valley Alliance Church in Nelliston, New York, your Mars Hill pastor for the day.